big emphasis today, third down for sure. And our offense, their defense, the matchups that go all over both of them are statistically really good in that way. And then defensively, going against their offense, great matchups, Olsen, Kotchery, Ted Ginn, and then the quarterback who's a factor in the run game as well, especially on some of the third down and, well, not just third and smaller, you know, distances, but all through. And then today's emphasis is absolutely about the ball and ball hawking both sides defensively. Both teams go after it. And for them, I thought they're very good ball hawks at Carolina, led by one of the OGs, Charles Tillman, who always somebody I had lots of respect for going after. I think in 2012, he might have had somewhere around 10 forced fumbles, something, you know, crazy like that. So always lots of respect for him in terms of going after the ball, and you can see that, sir, with their defense. And with that, I'll open it up, getting ready for the game.
Yeah, Coach, from your plan last year in the playoffs, what can you take and what guys can you use to, maybe simulate some of that? I know it won't be exactly the same, but, is there some overlap there for you?
Every time you go back, you want to, you know, look at some of the things that you did well and then also some of the things that, you know, we didn't do well in that game. So, for sure, it was part of the plan going in, looking at it. But then as you're going this late in the year, you know, they've added things to their offense as well in these, you know, 12 ball games. So we looked at some from you know, the past and then, a bunch obviously from this year too.
The turnovers were big. You missed the 90-yard interception.
Yeah, they're always big. And anytime you get to score with it, that's a real factor. It was a big-time play by Chancellor where he ended up going a long way with it. So it's going to be a hard fight. We know that. It's one of the, you know, this team, our team, tough units and ready to go battle. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Coach, what were some of the things you were attracted to with Kyle and his offense and his coaching to bring him here? And where do you think he is as far as getting the offense the way he wants it, the way he wants it designed?
Sure, I'll let him answer the part, but I can tell you from my own experience about, you know, the way I feel on it. Number one, going against him, I think there's a lot of balance in this offense from the run game, and then it goes to the keepers and the play action, and then the drop back stuff. So when you have all of those elements to deal with, it can be really challenging. Oftentimes when a team's really one dimensional, you can say, well, we can, you know, load up on this or help in that area, whether it was run or really spread it out, passing the ball. Sometimes you can help in that way. Going against that style defensively, when the balance was there and then the quarterback movements, it presented lots of challenges to the defense. So coaching against Kyle for years, that had always been kind of a scheme that I had familiarity with. And one, I thought, hey, if I'd ever have a chance, or just worked out terrifically this year, that, you know, he was available and we could connect in that way. So I was thrilled that we were able to put the style of exactly, you know, we wanted to play offensively and then mesh it, you know, with what I wanted to do defensively. So I was really encouraged by that. As far as the system going in, I'm really pleased in terms of the style and the ways we want to attack. And then for us, learning all the players as best we can, that's every week to say, okay, what are the things we can do to feature our guys the best? So that's kind of where I'm at with it, just to kind of give you the whole background of it.
Do you think he's got the style he wants now, or is it still a process, you think?
I think we'll always keep chasing the things that we want to do great. And, you know, there's some games where, you know, would we like more run attempts? Yes, because we think that sets up more of the play action, more of the shots that go down the field. So I say we're always searching for that balance in terms of the run game, the pass game, the keepers that go with it. So I think it's the balance that we always, you know, want to make sure we're right in the front of.
How challenging would that be? They have linebackers that seem to chase down everything on the outside, and that's what you guys like to do is the outside zone.
Yep.
I mean, where's the challenge there?
I think the challenge is making sure our combinations are right on point, you know, from the line or the tight end that goes to the backers. And it's you're right on the money in terms of the speed and quickness, especially with 58 and 59 inside and the speed that goes outside. So for us, in the way we like to play, it's got to make sure our combinations are on point.
You mentioned today you were surprised that Julio had not had a touchdown in over a month, I guess. Is there anything, you know, I mean, I know you can't really, you know, just say we're going to, you know, try to focus on getting him a touchdown pass, but is, you know, what are the reasons you think he's having a great year statistically, but obviously that's the one thing that y'all haven't been able to do, and I know you want him in the end zone. And
no doubt we do. And, you know, for us to have that statistic, I was surprised by that, you know. I think it was phrased, you know, would you be surprised? Yeah, I was really surprised. So he's a huge part of what we do, and we're going to try and use him in the very best ways and keep attacking every shot we get. So, yeah, we expect him to be like kind of the focus of all the stuff that we want.
Is there anything that you can point to
looking
at a film, or
yeah,
is it just
right
kind
now.
Of a fluky sort of thing?
Yeah, there were some shots that went to him and for whatever reason didn't go our way on some of them. So I don't have a way to say this is why or this wasn't. If that was the case, I would certainly turn it the other way.
One more thing, too. Can I ask you, this is completely sort of off the subject, but more on receivers. And, Julio, you have a couple guys here. Do you think the receivers kind of willing to block more or be more part of the block? You know, maybe you didn't see that back several years ago, but it seems like guys like Julio, Roddy, you know, and guys around the league, you see more receivers being part of it. Is that accurate? And why do you think that is?
I don't know if it's a bigger emphasis around the league, but you certainly have you see that, and guys who are the competitors that go in to make the hard block, whether it's on a safety, on a linebacker, and you do see it week in and week out. And those are some of the receivers that you have the most respect for, not just in the pass game, but like how physical a style they play all the time. And for us, and in our mindset, to run the ball effectively, it takes all 11. And that's including the quarterback on the keepers and drawing people out. So for us, all 11, that's it, the receivers, the tight ends, the quarterback, the line, everybody.
Do you think part of it, too, these receivers around the league, maybe 20 years ago were smaller guys, and now these guys that would have been tight ends in the day are receivers and maybe, better suited physically just to do that?
You know, I can't comment on that. I know, just from looking back on guys who were still just tough as could be blocking, and I'm sure if we look back, we'd say the same. So it certainly seems the size of some of the guys now, that might be the biggest difference.
Coach, are you getting back any of the DMPs from yesterday? And
The only one who will be out today who won't go is Paul Solii. Not that everybody will participate to some fashion in practice today. Paul, we're going to rest him again and do a rehab run again with his calf. So he'll be out today as well.
Everybody at least be limited.
Everybody else will be participating in some fashion.
And how's Julio's knee?
I did a good job yesterday and full stuff all through the walk today, and so he's ready to go.